What daf are we doing?
We're starting Lamed Bet, Amud Bet, at the bottom by the Mishnah. Okay, so we have our series of Mishnayot at the beginning of Lulav, Perek Lulav HaGazul, our chapter that they go through each one of the four species. And if you remember the nusach of the first Mishnah and the second one that you already saw, it's the same kind of nusach. So we're going to do the same now again with Hadas, and we're going to get into a few halachot that the Gemara wants to discuss. And our daf is going to be divided mainly into two. The first part is going to end at the top, after a third of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And from there onwards, we're going to be discussing a few different issues, but with one major question that we want to try and find out. And it's going to leave us only right before the end, the Mishnah on the next daf. So let's get into it. Says the Mishnah, Hadas HaGazul V'Hayavesh Pasul. So an Hadas that's stolen or dry is Pasul. And if you remember, when we learned the first Mishnah of the Perek, so we learned that there's two different reasons for each one of these Psulim, right? So the Gazul is because it's not mine, and it has to be Lachem Mishalachem, it has to be mine, we learned that from the Pasuk. And Pasul is a Machloket. In the Gemara, why is Pasul, Yavesh, dry, a dry Hadas. There's a Machloket in the Gemara, why it is Pasul? According to one Deah, it's because of Mitzvah Ba'Avera, right? Sorry, I did them the other way around. Gazul is Lachem Mishalachem, and Yavesh is Mishum, because it's not Hadar. Okay? Now, Shel Asherah v'Shel Ira Nidachat. Okay, Asherah is a Hadas that was worshipped, Avodah Zarah, idolatry. Or Shel Ira Nidachat is, this Hadas wasn't worshipped as part of idolatry, but it's a possession of someone who's in Ira Nidachat. And we have a halacha that anyone in Ira Nidachat, which is a whole city that worshipped idolatry, everything gets burnt. So there's also Pasul. Why is it Pasul? We explained also and then in the first Mishnah of the Perek, that because it's going to be burnt, so it's as if it doesn't exist. Okay, the words there were in Aramaic, Michtat Shiurei. Okay, it doesn't have a shiur. There's nothing here. It's Keilu, there's nothing here. So there's nothing here, so there's no Hadas, so we can't use it. Niktam Rosho, which is its head was cut off. Oni Fritzu Alav, the leaves have been they're spread wide open. Oshayu Anavav Merubot Me'alav. Okay, the Hadas has small fruit that look like grapes, same color also. So if there's more grapes than leaves, pasul. Okay, so these three psulim, we're going to have to understand them. Ve'im yatan, so if I take the hadas and I pick off the grapes, the grape looking like fruit, kasher. So the hadas is now kasher, because now I have more, the majority of his leaves and not the fruit. And the last halacha in the Mishnah is ve'en mematin b'yom tov. So you can't pick off the grapes on Yom Tov. And the reason is because it's what we call metaken mana. You're making a kli, you're making a vessel, and you can't make a vessel on Shabbat or Yom Tov. It's makeh patish in some cases, which is deoraita, and it could be different melachot or tolodot that are only the rabbanan. But in any way, we don't do that on Yom Tov or on Shabbat. Okay, so these are the few halachot that we have in the Mishnah. Let's start getting into the Gemara. And the first part of the Gemara is a braita that just teaches us where do we learn. How do we know that the anaf etzavot mentioned in the pasuk is actually hadas? In the pasuk, the Torah doesn't mention the word hadas, right? Tanu Rabbanan says the Braita, anaf etzavot. What is anaf etzavot? How do we learn from here that it's hadas? It has to be she'anafav chofin et etzo. Okay, what is anaf? She'anaf avot. Anaf avot, Rashi says that you can't see the stick. You can only see the leaves, okay? It has to be avot, like we have a phrase in Hebrew, safam avot. It's a thick mustache because there's so many hairs. Someone has a big, big mustache, so many hairs. It's covering his skin that you can't see the mouth. You can't see the skin underneath. So the same here. The leaves have to be very, very thick and close together, so they're covering the stalk. Ve'ezehu ve'omer zehadas. So we found that the hadas is matim to be this avot. Says the Gemara, ve'im azeita. Why don't we say it's an olive tree leaf, an olive tree stalk? Or it also has leaves that many leaves that cover the stick. Says the Gemara, ba'inan avot ve'leka. Meaning it's not enough that the leaves cover the stick, and I don't see the stick, I only see the leaves. They have to be that the leaves are covering each other also. Okay, understood? Okay, I can have the leaves sitting like this. Okay, like single file, like we say. Okay. But in Hadas, I need them to be like that, sitting like on the roof. One is covering the beginning of one is covering the end of the other. That is the definition of Avot. So says the Gemara, Ve'ema Dolva. Dolva is another kind of tree that seems to be, could be Avot. Says the Gemara, Ba'inan Anafav Chufinet Etzo, meaning, doesn't help me that the leaves are sitting, the beginning of one covers the end of the other. They also have to be covering the whole stalk from beginning to end. Veleika, and this Dolva, it doesn't do that. Okay, last option the Gemara wants to try is Ve'ema Harduf. Maybe it's a tree called Harduf. Says the Gemara, no, we have a special reason why this one can't be the Hadas. Amar Abaye, Drachei Darkei Noam Veleika. Very special reason. The Harduf has thorns. And when holding it, you're going to get stabbed. And the Torah is Drachei Darkei Noam. The Torah doesn't want someone to get stabbed while doing a mitzvah. So Abaye says, seeming that we know that the Torah is Drachei Darkei Noam, so it can't be that the Anaf Etzavot, so-called in the Torah, is this Harduf. Rabba says something very similar. Rabba Amar Mehach, I don't know, I learned it from a different pasuk. Haemet v'hashalom ehavu. And Rashi says, what is Haemet v'hashalom ehavu? This is Torah is supposed to be shalom, but this harduf is sam hamavid. It means it's poison. So if you get stabbed by the thorns, you get ill or maybe even die, and that's vaday not shalom. Okay, so Rashi separates the Abaye and Rava two different explanations. Tosfot have a different explanation to Rava's Amira. Let's leave it out. Let's leave it on the side for now. If we have time afterwards, we can get back because it's interesting. Okay, next halacha is the next braita. Okay, so what have we learned from here? That Chazal wanted to find through diukim in the pasuk. How do we know that anaf etzavot is hanadas? And they found their ways of saying that no, that no, that no, that no. Oh, we just left with the Hadas, so it has to be the Hadas. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We're on the second line from the wider ones at the end. Tanu Rabbanan, Kalua kemin klia, vedome leshalshelet, zehu Hadas. So what are we talking about here? We have a stalk that is, Kalua is that the leaves go, I'm going to say that in English. I'm trying to say it in English. What? They go one over each other. How do they translate
that?
Yeah, they overlap. But what's the translation there? Okay, klia is like when you make challah. Okay, so that you,
it says plat.
Plat. Okay, you plat the challah, right? That's the word. What? No, just the English. What's the English for the?
Yeah, I think it's
plat. Yeah, it makes sense because that's kalua. Okay, kalua is when you—that's how you girls do your hair, and that's how we do the chalot. Okay, so if the leaves are kalua v'dome leshalshelet, zehu hadas, it's still an hadas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, another halacha, anaf etz avot. Why is it anaf etz avot? Etz shetam etzo piryo shave. The flavor of the tree has to be the same flavor as the fruit. That is the Hadas. Hey, why are these important? Can put those aside. Maybe we'll get back to that afterwards. There's interesting explanations why the flavor here has to be the same. Does this mean that the stick of the Hadas has flavor? Or does it mean that the fruits have no flavor? Two different ways of understanding. But again, if we have time afterwards, we'll get back to it. Okay, again, next braita. Tana. Etz avot kasher. V'sheino avot pasul. So we have a braita that says that if the hadas is etz avot, so it's kosher to be an hadas on Sukkot, but if it's not avot, it's pasul. So now we want to understand, what does this mean? What is this word avot? What does it mean? Hey chidami avot. What is avot? Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, v'hu dekaimei tilta tilta tarfei bekina. So it has lines, rows of three leaves coming out of the same ken, the same nekuda. Okay, I'm going to use the word nekuda because there's a machloket here. Rashi explains what is coming out of the same nekuda, literally three leaves coming out of the same spot of the stalk. Okay, now that's very, very rare to find such a thing. So Tosfot, over here, you can look at the last Tosfot halfway through. They say, they bring Rashi's explanation, they say, v'chumrah gdolahu de'ino matzui. How, that's a big chumrah that you're telling us to do now, Rashi. You want us to find an hadas, that all the leaves, from bottom to top, they come out of the same point? You don't, we won't find any hadasim. So they say, what Tosfot say, and that's the what we paskin like, all the Rishonim say like Tosfot, from the same, it has to be from the same line, from the same height. So if I would take a rope, a string, and curve it around, it would hit all the nekudot, all the exit points. Okay, they're all going to be on the same line. It has to be a straight line. And if you sometimes see photos of people going to the Shukar Bat Aminim and checking they had the seam like, with the with all kinds of special lenses, it's to check that they're all in a straight line exactly. Okay? And they're very expensive at the seam. You can pay 200 shekels for the seam in Israel. They have all of them straight lines from bottom to top. So that's Rav Yehuda. They all have to be all from the same spot according to Rashi or same line according to Tosfot and most of the Rishonim. Rav Kahana amar afilu trei v'chad, even if you have two at the same height and then one and then two and then one and then two and then one, that's okay. Rav Acha bre de Rava. Okay, so Rav Acha bre de Rava, after he heard what Rav Kahana said, mehader atrei v'chad, he would go looking for the hadas that was 2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1. Even though he agreed that if they're all three of the same height, it's better. Hoil v'nafik mipume de Rav Kahana. Kevan, after Rav Kahana said that that's kosher, he said, I'm doing what Rav Kahana said. But not everyone agreed with him. Amar le'mar bar ameimar le'Rav Ashi. So mar bar ameimar is talking about his father. Okay, so he's talking to Rav Ashi and saying, Abba, my father, who's ameimar, le'ahu hadas, le'ahu hadas shote karilei. This hadas, he would call it a hadas shote, not the best hadas you could find. It's kosher, but it's not the best. You should try and get an hadas that's all three leaves on each level are coming out from the same line, the same height. Okay, so that's the next halacha. Carrying on. Again, a braita. Says the braita with four lines on the bottom at the end. Tanu rabana. Nashru rov alav. V'nishtayru bo mi'ut kasher. So if we take the hadas, and I found out that the majority of the leaves fell off, it's kosher if I still have some leaves on, even if it's just the mi'ut, some leaves are still on, kosher. Uvilvad shetehe avoto kayemet. So this anaf, this stalk still has to be what we call avot. Okay, now, if we understood, what we just now understand that is avot, is that three leaves on the same line, or the same height, or two and one. So now, how does this work? How can the beginning of the sentence work with the end? So says the Gemara, Haguf HaKashya. Amarta, you said at the beginning, Nashru Rov Alav Kasher. If the majority of the leaves fell off, it's still kosher, because we have the rest of the leaves that are still there. But v'hadar tani uvilvad shetei avoto kayemet. You said that it's only kosher if avoto kayemet. But kevan denatri lehutrei. If we take from each, let's try and imagine, what is the majority of the leaves falling off? Is that on each line, on each height, two out of one fell. Okay? So natri lehutrei, two fell, nashru, is they fell off. So I have now my hadas with one leaf on each and each height. It's not avot anymore. And if it's not avot, it's pasul. So how can you tell me the majority fell off and it's still kosher? So we can find that this halacha of the majority of the leaves fell off, but it's still kosher, and with this special hadas that is called hadas mitzra'a, or because, why is it called hadas mitzra'a? Or because it grows by the end of the field where there's usually more water, so it's stronger. So we'll see in a second what does that mean. Or because it's a special hadas that grows in Egypt by the Yeor, again lots of water. What's special about this hadas mitzra'a? The kaimei shiva shiva bechad kina. So on each height, on each circle, okay, it doesn't have three leaves; it has seven. And now what? Dechinatrei arba'a. So if four leaves on each height fall, pashul utlata, I still have three, and these three can still be avot, as the brayta said. What is avot? Tlata tlata tarfei bekina. We said in the previous amud. Okay. Now, seeming that Abaye says that this brayta can be, we can find halacha that's appropriate according to this brayta with this hadas mitzri, this asa mitzra'a. So it says, Abaya, I can learn something from this. What can I learn? Amar Abaya, Yesh Mamina, Hai Asa Mitzra, this Egyptian Hadas, or this special unique Hadas, Kasher Le'oshana, it's kosher to have to use in Sukkot. And we're looking at Abaya and saying, why do you need to tell us that? It's Pashut, right? Pshita. Well, why would I think that it's not kosher? Oh, so the Gemara explains. Wow, the tema, what could I have said? I could have said, Ho'il ve'it lei shem levai lo mitkasher. Seeming this, Hadas Mitzra, Asa Mitzra has a different name, and people don't call it Hadas, or they don't call it Hoshana, they call it Asa Mitzra. So I need to have a Lulav and a Trog and Arava, I need to have an Hadas, but this is not an Hadas, everyone calls it a different name. Seeming it has a different name, maybe it wouldn't be kosher for Sukkot, Kamash Malan that it is. Alright? Says the Gemara, wait a second. If you just said that it has a different name, so maybe it really should be pasul for Sukkot. Maybe we should say it's pasul for Sukkot because it's called a different name. Says the Gemara, etzavot amar rachmana mikol makom. Etzavot, the Torah says etzavot. It didn't say etzavot that is called Hoshana, that's called Hadas. Any tree that we find that is appropriate to be called avot is kosher for Sukkot. Okay, now this last Q&A that the Gemara just had is very weird. So even Tosfot, the first Tosfot in the Amud say, this is a big tema. Okay, why would we even think, why should we care at all that it has a different name? At the end, in the Pasuk it doesn't say Hadas, right? And the Amud before, we wanted to say that Harduf, Zait, Dolva, all of these would be kosher for Hadas, even though they have different names. So Tosfot don't have a good explanation for these last few sentences that we just read, which are quite strange, quite odd, but we learned them and we understood what we understood. Next halacha. Tanu Rabbanan in the Braita, Yavshu Rov Alav, V'nisharu bo shlosha badei alin lachin kasher. So now the leaves, the majority of the leaves didn't fall off, they dried. So I have a whole hadas, the majority of the leaves are dry. It will still be kosher, if I still have three green leaves. But it doesn't help that I just have three green leaves. Amar Rav Chisda uverosh kol echad v'echad, they must be at the top. Okay, at the top of the hadas, if you ever check, the top of the hadas, it looks like a small crown. The leaves are like form a crown. So Rav Chisda says, if this crown, the leaves haven't dried yet, so the hadas is kosher. Okay? Okay. Up to here, we've learned a few halachot about the shape of the stalk, how many leaves need to be, how many leaves need to stay, and them being dry or not dry. Okay, next halacha in the Mishnah was niktam rosho. What happens if the hadas was, the head was cut off, and the Mishnah said pasul, right? Okay. Tani Ula Bar Chinina. So, Ula Bar Chinina, we had a question. Niktam rosho ve'alta bo tmara. Kasher, sorry, he didn't have a question, he had a special halacha. Niktam rosho ve'alta bo tmara kasher. Now, okay, so that's the halacha that Ula Bar Chinina said. That if his head was cut off, but it regrew again, it's kosher. Rabbi Irmiya had a question. By Rabbi Irmiya. Niktam rosho me'erev yom tov, ve'alta bo tmara be'yom tov. So, this hadas, his head was cut off before Sukkot. And we entered Sukkot, and this stalk is pasul. But it regrew afterwards on Sukkot. Is it now kosher to use? And what is his actual question? The Gemara explains that his question is, Haim, yesh dichui etzel mitzvot, or lo? What does it mean, dichui etzel mitzvot? Let's explain it a little bit, because this question is going to stay with us till almost the end of the next page. In Ilchot Korbanot, we have a special halacha that my sheep, my cow, has to be without a mum, has to be tamim, has to be specific ages. In some korbanot, it has to be from a specific gender to be kasher for korban. Okay? If my cattle or whatever it is pasul le korban, the halacha is that no matter what happens afterwards, it will never be re-koshered. Okay? It will never be certified again to be a korban. Pasul forever. Okay? The question is now, does this halacha, Is it correct? Does it work also with the rest of mitzvot? Okay, so that's dechui. Dechui is mean it was rejected. Okay, I had something that was rejected. Now I want to bring it back in. I want to make it kasher again. Does it work? Okay, if I say yesh dechui le mitzvot, there is rejection, full rejection. Once something was rejected and it's pasul for a mitzvah, I can't use it again. Okay, if I say ein dechui le mitzvot, there's no full rejection. So it was rejected. Now it was lo beseder. It was pasul. Now it's okay. Perfect. I can use it again. Okay. So what's he asking now? He's basically asking like this. When Yom Tov started, and the mitzvah of Arbat Aminim came down on upon us. Okay. Now this piece of wood is not a kosher hadas because its head was cut off. Does that mean that forever it can't be an hadas anymore? Because yesh dichui le mitzvot, there is full rejection. It's pasul forever.
And again.
So, or do we say the other option is to say end dichui le mitzvot? There is no full rejection. Okay, and even though when Yom Tov started, this piece of wood was not kosher to be an hadas, now it is. Okay, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Says the Gemara, I think we can answer this question from a different Mishnah. V'tif shutlei mehadet nan. There's a Mishnah with the mitzvah of kisui hadam. What's the mitzvah of kisui hadam? When we shecht an animal, we have to cover the blood. Okay? Says the Mishnah like this. Two halachot in the Mishnah. Kisau v'nitgala patur min lechasot. If I covered the blood, but then came a blister of wind or someone walked past and the what I used to cover the blood moved, and now the blood is seeable again, okay? Patur min lechasot, I don't need to recover it again. I did my part, I covered the blood, I ticked my mitzvah. Kisau aruach, if I didn't do anything, I shechted my animal, and then came a blister of wind and covered the blood. Okay, the wind brought some sand and covered the blood. The sand, chayav lechasot. Okay, I still have to cover the blood. But the blood is covered, right? So says the Gemara, ve'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, amar Rabbi Yochanan, upon this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said, lo shanu ela shechazar ve'nitgala. Meaning, when do you have to cover the blood, even though the wind already covered it? When something came up and now the blood is again is galui. If the wind covered the blood and nothing happened, the blood is still covered, I don't have to recover it. Okay, so we had the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan. We're carrying on, okay? And we in the Bet Midrash, we learned, we asked, if the blood was covered by the wind, and then something took away the sand, and now the blood is again seeable. Why do I need to come back and cover it? Well, the mitzvah was done. Wasn't the mitzvah? The blood was covered. End of story. Rav Papa said, "Zot omeret en dichui etzel mitzvot." So Rav Papa learned from here that en dichui etzel mitzvot. Okay, even though the blood was covered, I still have to go back and do it again. Even though the blood was covered, it still needs to be covered. Okay? So here, we can learn from here. And dichui etzel mitzvot. We don't push away a mitzvah, even though it wasn't worthy of, wasn't ra'oi to be covered at that specific time. That afterwards it became ra'oi to be covered again, so the mitzvah re-exists, whatever. I don't know what's the phrase to use. Okay, so let's learn from here to our question and say there's no dichui, and if this hadas regrows in throughout Sukkot, I can use it. So here, Rabbi Yirmiyah should answer his question from Rav Papa. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yirmiyah, he was questioning Rav Papa's halacha. The Rav Papa gufa mi bayalei. He wanted to understand what Rav Papa said, because we can understand Rav Papa in two ways. Mifshit pashit lei de'en dichui etzel mitzvot lo shna lekula lo shna lechum. What did Rav Papa say? 100%, I'm sure. En dichui etzel mitzvot, and we're going to say this halacha for kula or lechumra. And then we can go back to our hadas and say, it was regrown on Sukkot, perfect, I can use it. Odilma, Rav Papa sipukei misapke lei. Rav Papa was himself unsure. If we say, yesh dichui or en dichui, and then what do we do when we have a safek? Lechumra amrinan, lekula lo amrinan. So Rav Papa, lechumra, to tell you to go back and recover the blood, he said, oh, there's no dichui, go back and cover it. But now you want to use the same halacha, lekula, and say, yes, you can use this hadas and sukkot? No, we don't do that. Okay? So, which one of the explanations in Rav Papa's halacha is the right one? It says the Gemara, teiko. We stay with, we don't have an answer, and Rabbi Yirmiyah's question doesn't have an answer for now. Says the Gemara, okay, so let's answer Rabbi Yirmiyah's question and say that this halacha, is there rejection or not, is a machloket tanaim, lema ketanai. What's the halacha? So, we've said in the Mishnah that if the majority of the hadas is the fruit and not the leaves, it's pasul, right? And we said that we're not allowed to take off the anavim, the fruit on Yom Tov. Right? What happens if someone did? Avar veliktan, pasul. If on Yom Tov I went to my hadas and I picked off all the fruit and I threw them away, even though now my hadas is majority leaves against the fruit, pasul, this is what Tanakama says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok. But Chachamim machshirim, Chachamim say, now that the hadas is, has the majority is leaves, it's kosher. And now we want to try and understand what's their machloket. So at the beginning, Savrua, Dekulei alma lulav en tzarich eged. There's no halachic need to tie the arbat aminim. Okay? Ve'im tzach lomar, im tzach lomar tzarich eged, even if we would say that the arbat aminim do need to be tied, lo yalfinan lulav misukah, dechtiv bataaseh v'lo minasui. So, we don't learn the halacha from sukkah. There's a special halacha in sukkah, with the sukkah, that the sukkah can't be taaseh v'lo minasui. Okay, what does that mean? It means that I can't put up the schach. The schach is the mitzvah of the sukkah. I can't put up the schach and then stick my walls underneath, okay? Because that's not me making the sukkah. That's me doing something that the sukkah gets created by itself. Okay, so now the question is, does this halakha apply to the arbat aminim also or just to the sukkah? Okay, this is a bit complicated, but let's try and keep it easy. So, at the beginning in the Beit Midrash, they said two halachot. They said they had two ways of viewing this. Or the lulav doesn't need to be tied. Or that needs to be tied, but there's no problem tying the lulav with pasul species that afterwards would regrow and become kosher. Okay, why? Because there's no problem of taaseh v'lo minasui. So now, how are we going to explain the machloket in the about the avar v'liktan? I'm going to say it like this: my love back, amiflegei. The machloket was like this: man de pasal, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok said that if on Yom Tov you pick away the fruit, it's still pasul. He says, "Amrin ani yeshdichu yetzel mitzvot." There is full rejection, and seeming that the hadas was pasul when at the beginning of Yom Tov. End of story. You can't use that even if you pick away the fruit. End of story. But man de machshir chachamim savar lo amrin ani yeshdichu yetzel mitzvot. It was pasul at the beginning. No worries. I took away the fruit. Now it's a kosher hadas. Perfect. I can use it. Now here we found an answer to Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is a machloket. Tanaim says the Gemara, no, lo. Dekule alma lo amrin ani yeshdichu yetzel mitzvot. Everyone agree. We don't say there's full rejection at mitzvot with mitzvot. Only with korbanot. V'hacha b'meila aflu lav misukah kamiflegei. So the whole machloket that Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok and Chachamim have is: do we learn the halacha of taaseh v'lo minasui from sukkah to the four species? Mar savar yalfin anu lav misukah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok said, like we have taaseh v'lo minasui besukah, we have the same with arbat aminim. And seeming at the beginning of Yom Tov, I tied my species together and my hadas is pasul. Why? Because they had majority fruit. And afterwards, I come and I pick them off. Now it's suddenly kosher. Taaseh v'lo minasui. It doesn't work like that. Pasul. The chachamim say, no. Taaseh v'lo minasui is only with the sukkah, not with the four species. So even though you tied your four species, only then did the hadas become kosher, it's still okay. We fine? Perfect. Okay, so that was one explanation. V'ibayit eima, we can explain in a different way. Isvira la nulav tzarich eged. We can say the nulav does need to be tied. V'tekule alma yalfina lulav misuka. Everyone, or both of the Tanaim agree that we have taaseh v'lo minasui, also with the four species. V'hacha belulav tzarich eged kamiflegei. So the machloket of Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok and Chachamim is if the lulav, the four species actually need to be tied. And what's that machloket? Oh, we found it in a different braita. The Tanya, lulav bein agud bein sheino agud kasher. Tanakama says, our four species, even if I've tied them together or not tied them together, kosher. Rabbi Yehuda omer, agud kasher, sheino agud pasul. If you tie your four species together, kosher. If you haven't tied them together, it's pasul. And now, just to understand the shitot, ask the Gemara, mai tama de Rabbi Yehuda? Where does he learn that they have to be tied together? Yalif lekicha lekicha me'akudat ezov. In the halachot of Parah Aduma, we have a pasuk that says, k'tiv acha ulkachtem lachem b'yom harishon, to do with the four species. K'tiv hatam, over there, about Parah Aduma, about Pesach and Mitzrayim, ulkachtem agudat ezov. There, they had to be aguda. Malal an aguda, in Egypt, when they spread the blood on their doors, it had to be an agudat ezov. It had to be tied together. The Gemara learns that in a few places. No, not only here. they had to be tied. And it says ulkachtem. Also with Arbat Aminim, it says ulkachtem. So had to be tied over there, has to be tied over here also. Okay, so if Rabbi Yehuda has psukim to learn from them that the our four species have to be tied together, what are Rabbanan going to do? Rabbanan, late leo lekicha lekicha. They don't learn this gzera shava. Oh, it's lekicha here, lekicha there, so it has to be the same. Says the Gemara, we have a special braita. Says the braita, man tana lehadetanu Rabbanan. We have a braita that says, lulav, mitzvah leogdo. There's a mitzvah to tie the four species together. Ve'im lo agado kasher. Even if you haven't tied it, it's kosher. So who's the tana that says that? Mani. Rabbi Yehuda, ki lo agado amai kasher. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you didn't tie the four species, pasul, you can't use them. Rabbanan, if you say it's chachamim, my mitzvah kabid, arei chachamim said there's no mitzvah to tie together the four species. So who's this tana that says you should tie the species, but if you didn't tie, lo nora, lo pasul. Says the Gemara, Leolam Rabbanan, it is Rabbanan, u'mitzvah mishum ze'eli ve'anveu, so there's no chova, there's no obligation to tie the four species because of the halachot of Arbat Aminim, but because it looks nice, it looks better that they're tied together, and not like all shivered, each one going in a different direction, so there's ze'eli ve'anveu, we know the Gemara says in several places, what do we learn from the pasuk, ze'eli ve'anveu, anveu, from the Hebrew word of noi, it looks nice. Hitna'e lefanav mitzvot. Our mitzvot have to look good when we do them to in front of Hashem. Okay, next halacha in the Mishnah. Oshayu anavav merubim. So we said if the majority of the hadas are the fruit and not the leaves, pasul. Amar Rav Chisda. Okay, now we're going to have two different versions of a halacha that Rav Chisda heard in the name of Rav. So, Amar Rav Chisda. Davar ze Rabbeinu Agadol Amaro v'amakom yeh be'ezro. So who's this Rabbeinu Agadol? Rashi says it's Rav, the one of the greatest Amoraim. He said like this, Lo shanu ela b'makom echad, only if the grapes are in one place, then if they are the majority, the hadas is pasul, because you can notice it. Aval b'shnayim o shlosha mekomot, if I have my grapes on the hadas spread out in different places, even if the majority are the fruit and not the leaves, kasher. Amar lei Rava, said Rava, shnayim o shlosha mekomot, have a minumar. These fruit are going to get, they're going to get black. The leaves are green. If I have my fruit spread out across the stalk, then what does that mean? I'm going to have these black patches on my hadas. How can that be kosher? Ela i'itma rachi i'itma. Well, we have to say the Rav said something else. Or shayu anavav merubin ma'alav pasul. Yeah, the Mishnah said that if the anavim, the fruit, are the majority, then it's pasul. And said Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda davar ze Rabbeinu Agadol Amaro. Our Rav said, v'amakom yeh bezro. What did Rav say? Lo shna ela anavav shchorot. The hadas is pasul when the majority is anavim. If the fruit is black, but if the anavav yerukot, if the grapes are green, minei de hadas uvekasher, it's okay. The hadas is green; it looks good, perfect. Amar Rav Papa. Okay, that's one halacha. Next halacha, Amar Rav Papa, adumot keshchorot damian. If the fruit on the hadas are red, it's as if it's black, and it's pasul. Why? The Amar of Rabbi Chanina, Hay Dam Shachor Adomu Ela Shelaka. We have a halacha to do with Hilchot Marot, to do with Hilchot Nida, which is a different subject. That if the rabbi who gets the Mar'eh sees a black Mar'eh, it's pasul. Okay, it's tameh because we say black is red that changed its color because it got in touch with oxygen or whatever, had some change. Black is red. So also with these grapes, you see them red. Okay, it's actually black. It's a difference from the green, so it's pasul. Okay, last halacha in the Mishnah, and we can, one before the last halacha in the Mishnah, is im yatan kasher. So if I had the majority of the hadas, that is fruits, if I take them off, it's kosher. So now we go back to the question that we asked before about the rejection of mitzvot. As I said, it's not leaving us. So says the Gemara, demi'atinu eimat. When did he pick off the fruit from the hadas? If he took the fruit off and only then he tied them together, pshita. Of course, what's the problem? I had a kosher, I had a pasul hadas, I made it kosher, then I tied them together. Everything's okay, right? If I tied them together, the four species, and only then I picked off the fruit, so at the time of the mitzvah, which is when I tied them together, my hadas was pasul. And even though the Tana tells me in the Mishnah that it would be kosher if I take off the fruit, so we can learn from here, tifshot mina, dachui miikara, lo havei dachui. Okay? We can answer Rabbi Yirmiyah's question from the page before. Says the Gemara, no, we can't. Why? Leolam, we can explain that the Mishnah is talking about Batar de Agde. He first tied them, and then he picked them off. But the Tanas thought, the Tanas Svara, his Kasavar, Eged Azmana Be'almahu. So tying the species together is not a significant act that we do with the Arbat Aminim. It's not that at that time the mitzvah started, which is what I explained a minute ago. The Tana thinks otherwise. The tying them together is hazmana. It's only hazmana vehazmana be'alma lav klum. It's as if he's saying these would be my species for Sukkot. That's not a significant act. It doesn't make these species now a chefetz of mitzvah. Not yet. Only when Yom Tov starts. Okay. So we can't learn from there. Next, the last halacha in the Mishnah was ve'enem atin be'yom tov. Okay, so we can't pick off the fruit on Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, ha'avar beliktan. Okay, so you can't pick them. But let's say I did. Let's say on Yom Tov I came and I picked off the fruit. Mai, kasher. Okay, so they are kosher. Now says the Gemara, the ishchu eimat. When did these fruit become black? If they were black from yesterday, erev Yom Tov, so this hadas was pasul before Yom Tov started. So we can learn from here again. Back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, tifshat mina dechui miikar lo delo havei dechui. So if something was rejected from the beginning, it was pasul for the mitzvah that I want to use it for. Doesn't matter. Now it's kosher, perfect. There's no rejection. El alav. No. So let's explain the ashur be Yom Tov. So the grapes were green before Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov they blackened, they became black. So what is this? This is even worse. Why? This is nir'eh v'nitchehu. Okay? There's one situation is that I have something that's pasul and becomes kosher. Okay, that's what we talked about till now. Meeting is ended.
Oh no. Let me stop. Yeah. Sorry.
There's one situation that is when the hadasim. It was pasul and then it became kosher. If it was kosher and then became pasul and then now again became kosher, it's even worse. Okay, that's nir'eh v'nitcheh v'chozer v'nir'eh. Okay, it was worthy, it was okay. Then it was pasul and now it's become again ra'ui. Hashmat mina. We can learn from here nir'eh v'nitcheh chozer v'nir'eh lo. We can learn from here that. If it was pasul and then kosher, it's okay. But if it was kosher, pasul, kosher, it's not okay. We should be able to learn that from here. Says the Gemara, no. We can't learn any of that from here. Leolam, at least for now, we think we can't learn anything. Leolam de ashchu meikara. They were really black, before Yom Tov. Dachui meikara de lo havei dachui. So we can learn from here about something that was pasul and became kosher. That it's still kosher, we can still use it. Mitzuyan, we can learn. Tifshot mina, but nir'eh v'nitcheh chozer v'nir'eh lo tifshot. So the more severe situation of something that was kosher and then became not kosher and then returned to being kosher, okay, that we can't learn from here. That's a more severe situation because it was kosher and it lost. Okay, when you have something and lose it, it's always more severe than just not having it from the beginning. Okay, so we don't know. We don't have an halachic conclusion from here about something that was kosher. And then became pasul and then returned to being kosher. We can't learn from here. If it wasn't kosher, it was pasul, now it became kosher, we can learn that it's still okay. We can use it. Yeah.
Is that because like you could have done the mitzvah at some point during the day and then you just didn't and then it became...
It's not during the day. It's before Yom Tov. If before Yom Tov, the grapes and the hadas were green, okay? Yeah. And then when I entered... It's not exactly that I could have, because when I entered Yom Tov, it's nighttime. It's just that this hadas, it wasn't hadas, and you lost it. I mean, you had something, and you lost it. How could you lose it? It's worse to have something and lose it than to not have it from the beginning. Okay, it's a moral thing. I think it's not like that. Halachically, it was a time that you could use the hadas because it was nighttime of Yom Tov. You couldn't use it. You couldn't use it as the mitzvah. Okay, it's just that. If you were here and you went down to here is more severe than just always being down here. Okay? Okay. Last baita. Tanu Rabbanan, enem matin beYom Tov. So we can't, as we said in the Mishnah, we can't take the grapes off on Yom Tov. Mishum Rabbi Elezer be Rabbi Shimon. So in the name of Rabbi Elezer be Rabbi Shimon, amru mematin. You can, no problem to take the grapes off. Ah, how can you do that? We explained before, Ve'aka metaken mana b'yom tov. He's making mana as a kli, as a vessel. You're making something on yom tov. You're not allowed to do that. It's a isur of makeh b'patish. No. Amar Rav Ashi, we should explain that what did he do? Kegon sheliktan la'achila. He was taking off the grapes to eat them. They didn't want to make the hadas into a kosher hadas. He just wanted to eat the grapes. V'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon savar la'keavua. Rabbi Eliezer, he agrees with his father, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon, who says, davar shel mitkaven mutar. We have a special halacha on Shabbat that if I do davar sheno mitkaven, we know what davar sheno mitkaven is? Okay, so if I do davar sheno mitkaven, it's mutar. And what am I doing here? I'm taking off the fruit to eat. Oh, this hadas is becoming a kosher hadas and it's a bayav, it's a problem of metaken mana? Who cares? That's not what I'm planning on doing. My thoughts are with something else. So that's why it's mutar. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. V'habai v'rava de'amrit ravayu. So it's okay, according to Rabbi Shimon, if I have a kavanah to do for one result that comes out of my act, that the other one is as if I didn't do it. Okay, so if I was to drag this chair outside on the grass and I want to move it from A to B, so that's okay, even though I might be not dwelling. What's the word? Plowing, right. I'm plowing in the grass, and that's an Isur D'Oraita on Shabbat, but seeming that my Kavanah is to move the chair, then there's no problem. But if I do something that's Vadai Yikre, Psik Reshe Velo Yamut, I cut the chicken's head off, and I say, I don't want it to die, I just want to have something to play football with, it doesn't work. Okay, I can't make that claim, because it's 100% going to happen. So here, he's picking off the fruit. This hadas is going to be kosher. You can't claim and say, "Oh, I don't want it to be kosher. I just want to eat." It's not. You can't do that. So says the Gemara. He has a different oshana. He has a different hadas. He's going to use that one for the mitzvah. Here, he's using this one to eat. That's why he's allowed to take off the fruit on Yom Tov. Okay. Last brayta. Tanu Rabbanan. Hutar agado b'yom tov. Ogdo ke'agudah shel yarak. So if my four species were tied and it came apart on Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to tie it again. What I do is I take a string or something what's the word? I turn it around. Circle it around the four species. And then what do? I bend it over and into the string. But I'm not allowed to make a tie, a knot. Okay. Now says the Gemara, wait a second, why not? You can do it, you can tie it the same way that we tie a tie. We know the halacha is that you're allowed to tie a tie on Shabbat because that kind of tying is not a kesher. So why can't you tie the four species like tying a tie? Says the Gemara, Amani Rabbi Yuda. This braita is Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Yuda has his opinion brought in Masechet Shabbat several times that tying a tie on Shabbat is Isur Deoraita. Okay? So this Tana who says you can't, you have to do it like you just circle the string around, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, wait a second, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Eged Me'al Yetabai, Rabbi Yehuda says your species have to be tied properly, as we saw the Amud before. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says they have to be tied. So how can you just tell me, circle the string around the four species and that's enough? No, says the Gemara, okay. The Tana of this Braita that we just read, he's not Rabbi Yehuda. He savar lakvatei bechada upaygale bechada. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda with one halacha and disagrees with him with one. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that tying a tie on Shabbat is isur deoraita. So here we can't tie the four species like we tie a tie. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the four species have to be tied with a proper knot. That's why it's just enough to circle them with a string around. I think we can stop over here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye, Mia. Thank you. Bye. Bye, Mia.